Welcome back to yet another episode of the Savvy After Hub podcast. I have to warn you in advance, this episode might come your way as a hot mess. I am coming into this without a plan whatsoever, but I do want to talk about different tools, platforms, and softwares that my business really is relying on and that I want to say I couldn't live without, but truth be told, I could live without anything. And over years, my setup and my tech stack and, you know, all the tools and platforms and everything I use, it has changed over time. So instead, in this specific episode, I want to focus on what is working for me right now. And we will cover quite many different aspects of having an online business. So it's not going to be focused only on the digital products or, you know, the setup itself. I do just want to talk about several different aspects of it all. So where should we begin? I actually want to start with the base setup, and that is my website. I have had my own website since I started working online, which was in 2015. And ever since then, I've been on self-hosted WordPress website. Now, this altogether is probably a story for another day about self-hosted versus other options. And yes, I have used, and I also, up until this day, I use other platforms as well. So I don't really have like a hardcore opinion on a platform to go for. It absolutely depends. But when it comes to the question whether or not you should have a website in the first place, my answer is yes. There's just so much freedom to do and create whatever you want when you have your own website. When you have that space to create your pages, create landing pages, write blog posts, host your podcast episodes, whatever that might be. And the opportunities to attract new people, there are also just so much more of those once you do have your own website. Now, probably something I should have started with is that I love to keep things simple. And while I know that there are just so many other options I still could be using, you know, adding to my business, optimizing and whatnot, I really, really like to keep things simple. And even though I have tried and tested so many different directions, I always just end up doing the simplest thing. And another thing regarding that, I also like to have budget-friendly solutions. I don't love spending a ton for my business. I will invest in things that matter, but if there is a cheaper or like lower priced alternative, I will most likely go for that. It just makes me feel more satisfied with the way I have set everything up. Okay, now that I have my website covered, let's talk about courses and products. I use for my courses and products currently PayHip. Now, this is the question that you will hear me discussing a lot, and there are many different platforms I have used. I have moved my products a lot, and the main reason why really is just my own restlessness and interest in like exploring different directions and just changing things up. I don't love the fact that I move a lot. So as of now, most of my products have been on PayHip for a while. And yes, I have tried and tested some other directions in between as well. But now, for now, it's been quite some time since we're there, and we're gonna stay there for now. And truth be told, I actually did a PayHip setup at some point, then I switched to Thinkific, and then I switched back to PayHip, and cost was one of the reasons. Again, I don't love paying too much, especially when it comes to like ongoing subscriptions, and PayHip just gives me everything I need for a lower price, so why overpay? Now, as I'm going through this list, I'm worried that I will actually forget something important. So if you end up listening and you feel like something is not matching up or like something crucial seems to be missing, that might be the case. But I will try to kind of remember everything that I am using daily. Okay, now that we have the website and the course or in general digital product platform covered. By the way, I also do have free digital product platform guide. If you're currently searching for that perfect fit setup, you will find that guide in the description. It's completely free and it's like very insightful, in-depth guide that will help you to find that perfect fit for you. Now, let's talk about marketing. So most of my marketing happens via Instagram, where I do my reels, I do graphic posts, I do stories and so on, and email marketing. For email marketing, I use MailerLite. MailerLite? I literally have no clue how they are pronounced. It has been my favorite email marketing software for quite some time. I started when they had a bit of a different interface and it was just so simple. For now, like up until now, they're still rather simple and very user-friendly. Plus, again, like their pricing is quite budget-friendly as well, especially compared to some other more complex softwares. I overall just love their user interface there. The setup, the, you know, everything they're providing, all the features, I have everything I need there. And email marketing is one of my core focuses in my business. So that is important for me, that I have the flexibility to do as many different things as I need, to add the tags, to set up different systems and so on. And MailerLite really just provides all of that for me. I haven't really ever considered moving. So if you are considering which email marketing software to go for, this might be it. Now, as for the content creation part, so this is also one of those things that I have played around with for quite some time, and I have tested plenty of different options. For me, one of the core things I use for video editing on the phone is InShot. InShot app is something that I am just very used to. I know many people love CapCut, and honestly, there are just so many other ones as well. So it's totally up to your preference. Most of them do the same. So I use InShot and I'm just really used to them. So I'm not looking forward to moving anytime soon. For a laptop video editing, which by the way, I don't really do all that much these days, but if I do have to edit any videos like on the desktop, I will be using Clipchamp. Clipchamp is free to use. You're getting the highest quality, no watermarks, no limitations whatsoever. It's a Microsoft program, but you can use it in the browser version without actually downloading or having the software itself. And I'm pretty sure it would work for everyone. Again, it's like rather easy, it's very straightforward, and I used to do video editing in Sony Vegas Pro, but I just realized that the editing I do is rather simple, it's straightforward, I don't really need any extra features, so Clipchamp, even though they do have several extra features in there as well, it's just a very easy option, especially if all you need to do is just some simple cuts. Now, regarding the content creation, as of now, I edit my audio recordings as well as some video recordings and add captions inside Descript. Descript is one of those apps that I have discovered rather recently, and I surprised myself by how many different features they have. You can record your screen, you can record audio, record videos. So there are like many different features and you can edit it all by text. So instead of editing by listening to the audio or watching the video, you can literally just edit the text material and you're getting the same outcome. I use it mostly for captions on my Instagram reels and now for audio editing as well. So I edit my podcasts in there. Honestly, I have to say that is pretty much it. Like, there are some other things I use, but this is kind of the core that gives me all I need. That is what I'm working with daily, and I love it. I use Buzzsprout for hosting my podcast. I use Asana for my daily task planning. I use Trello for planning my course projects and my client course projects and managing most of my client work as well. On that note, I don't love Slack. I don't know what's the vibe with Slack. Not loving it. Don't want to be using it. There are some clients that are on Slack, so I do use it from time to time, but honestly, no. I do most of my client contracts, invoices, proposals, and everything manually. I have templates for most, but Day to day, I don't really do that work as much, so it doesn't really take as much of my time. Another thing regarding client project management, I sometimes use Dubsado. So I know there are people who prefer, again, like just one platform over another. I started with Dubsado. It's such a weird name. I started with it several years ago, and I don't find a need for me to like be subscribing to it full time and really just having it out there. I'm considering maybe getting on it full time, but I haven't really found that need just yet. But when I have more active client period, or when I know that like I'm intentionally onboarding more people, I am like activating my Dubsado setup. So yeah, that is one other thing that I really like. I use Google Documents, I use Google Forms, I don't really use Google Drive. Well, I guess I do if I do use Google Docs, but I store most of my content in Dropbox, but that is just a personal choice. I'm really just looking at my own like a list of bookmarked links, and I don't think there's much more beyond that. I do use Zoom. I use TidyCal for appointment scheduling. That is like one price. I think it was $29. Maybe now it's a bit more. It was a one-time purchase, so it's been doing a great job. I moved to it from Calendly, and really it has all the same features. I can also accept some payments through there and so on. So I think I'm not gonna try to make this much longer. There are still some other things. Obviously, I use Canva. Like, that is not even a question. There are some other things that I'm using here and there, and I'm sometimes experimenting with, but ultimately, this is my setup. This is what I work with. This is what I have been working with. And yeah, it's working out. It's working out all right. And honestly, what I want to say regarding the platforms, tools, software, setups, and so on, there's always just so much noise about it online, and you will always feel like there's something better just around the corner. But in my experience, there really isn't one perfect fit for everyone. If you are searching for like that first thing to use, give it some more time to like research and find what fits you. But once you have made that choice, just block everything else out. Unless you're specifically unhappy with the choice you have made, I promise you, whatever you have chosen, if it's working for you, it's perfectly fine. You don't need to upgrade, you don't need to change. The simplest setups can still do amazing job. You don't always have to invest a ton. You don't always have to have like complex backend for things to work out. And now as I was saying this, I also remembered that I use a Loom, which is for screen recordings. But honestly, these days I don't use it as much anymore. Mostly just to check in with my clients if I need to send them a quick message. Anyhow, this will be it for this episode. I'm very curious to hear your thoughts. If you do have any questions regarding my setup or maybe any choices that you're currently making, definitely let me know. I'm happy to chat more. And if you do want support in figuring out the best fit setup specifically for you and really to get a comprehensive insight in everything, you can definitely book a strategy call with me where we can do a deep dive into it all and figure it all out for you. I have more than a decade of experience with plenty of different tools, platforms, and setups. And not only for myself, which I have done and changed a lot, but also for my clients, which usually come into my space with already some setups done, and they are mostly very different from each other. So yeah, I do have quite a lot of that backend insight to provide you a very great idea of what will work specifically for you, your budget, your needs, your setup, your existing setup, your bigger vision, and so on. So if that's something you want to do, make sure to book your call. You will find the link in bio. Now, that will be it from me for this episode. If you do have any feedback or any questions you would like to ask, you can always reach out to me on Instagram @CourseCreationLab. I hope to see you in the next episode.